Okay, let's go.
You know, like playing with fire. We'll check who's who can last longer.
I always like a good challenge. I always like a good challenge.
You've met your match.
Okay, let's start. Parshas Voschana. Let's work. Posik Tess. Raki Shom Lecho, Vishmor Nafshecho Moed, Pen Tishkach, Esadvorim, Asherovei Necho. So watch very carefully that you shouldn't forget that which you saw. And what is that? Upen Yosuru Milvavecho, and it shouldn't be removed from your heart. And you shall teach your children and your grandchildren. One of the rare times that we teach our children, we teach them by Pesach, but here you see it's clearly as a chiyuv to teach grandchildren. What should you teach them? Yoim asher amadato lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'chorev. The day you stood in front of Hashem in Chorev. And Chorev is Sinai. Be'emor Hashem Elai, Moshe says, when Hashem said to me, Haker li yisa'om, gather the people. V'ashmiyem es devorai, and they should hear my words. Ashe yilmedu liyiroi, see that they should learn to fear me. Kol ha'yomim ashe'im chayim al adama. V'yes, b'nehem yilameidun. V'atikrvun, and they came close. V'atamdun, and they stood. Tachas ahor. Now, if you look at the Targum, Tachas is translated at the foot of the mountain. But we're familiar with that famous Gemara that the word Tachas does not mean foot. Tachas means under. And from here, the Gemara tells us that Rabbeinu Shom held the mountain over us and told us, if you'll accept, fine. And if not, there will be your burial. Now that Chazal needs a lot of understanding, because it should have said, here is your burial, not there. And what does Chazal want us to understand? But let's continue. Vahor bo'er bo'esh, and the fire and the mountain was burning fire, ad leiv ha-shamayim, till the essence of the heights of the sky. Choshech, and there was darkness. Onon, and then a rafel, deeper darkness around it. Vayidabe Hashem aleicha mitocha esh, and Hashem spoke from the midst of the fire. Kol devaram atim shoimim, you hear my voice. Usmuna einchem roim, and you don't see my image. Zulasi kol. Vayagid lochem es briso, and he told us the covenant. Hashetziva es chamlasos aseres hadvarim, and there's a special covenant with the 10 devarim, nothing to do with the other covenants that have been made before. Vayichtevim, and he wrote them al shnei luchos avonim. V'yosi tziva Hashem, Moshe says, he commanded me, bo'esahi, l'lamed eschem, to teach you, chukim u'mishpotim, la'asoyischem, oisam, you should do it, bo'oretz, asher atem oivrim shom alarishto, that you're going there to inherit. V'nishmaitem yoidlu nafshei seichem, and watch very carefully, ki lo reisim kol tmuno b'yamdiba Hashem aleichem, you saw no images, b'chorev, in Sinai, mitoch o'esh, from the midst of the fire. So therefore, the Torah is telling me, hishomer, be very careful, that what? You cannot forget that which happened in Chorev, that which happened in Sinai. Now let's see the Ramban. A Ramban here is one of the most famous and one of the basics to understand very key things here. Now notice, we are not discussing the Aseres Hadibros. We're talking here about the revelation on Sinai. We're talking about you cannot forget Chorev. It didn't say anything about not forgetting the Aseres Hadibros. In the midst, it says that that's what happened there. But that's not what you can't forget. What you can't forget is Chorev. Now, what is so special that happened on Har Sinai that you can't forget it? Now let's see this Ramban. Ramban on Pasuk Tes. Rak, Yishom Elucho, Pentishkach Esadvorim. Oz, because Shelo Tishkechem, Rashi's learning, if you don't forget it, and you do the truth of Torah, you'll be considered Chachomim Unvonim. But if you don't do it, so you'll have forgetfulness, and then you will be considered fools. Lashon Rashi. Now please, let's be careful in this Ramban. The Eino Nochon Klal. Ramban says what Rashi says, that's not right. Avol HaKosuv Azer Lefidaiti Mitzvus Lo Saaseh. There's a separate Mitzvus Lo Saaseh, a negative commandment. He Zoher Bo Mi'od. Be very, very careful. Ki kasha oma, when it says shenizah b'chol ha-mitzvahs, when the Torah tells us be careful with all the mitzvahs v'nishma chukim u'mishpatim la'asoysam, to do them. B'chol ze'avur oma, and he comes back and he says, raka nimas hirchemod, I'm warning you, be very careful, li'ishomel v'lishmatz m'cho, ma'od, ma'od, double. Lizkor me'ein bo elecho amitzvus. You must remember where the mitzvus came to you, where they come from. Sheloi tishkach maimer Sinai. You cannot forget maimer Sinai. Mikol advorim asher sham einecho. For everything that your eyes saw, hakolos halapidim, the voices, the flames. Es kivodo, the honor of Hashem, es godlo, his greatness, udvorav Hashem shomato shom mitocha esh. V'todia kol advorim asheroi necho, and you should let it be known all that you saw, b'maymer anichbor azu, in the great revelation, livonecho v'livnei vonecho. Teach your children and grandchildren. Ad olam. Now, Upirish Hatam. Let's explain the reason. Ki Hashem Osa Maimir Azeh. Why did the Rebbeinu Shem do it in such a way? Kidei Shetil Medu Liyira Oso Kol Ayomim. He did it in such an awesome manner, the revelation, so that you shall learn Yira. And that the Yira should be an integral part of your very being. Ves b'neichem telamdun, you'll teach your children. L'doros olam. Imkein osu atem kocha. If you'll do it, you won't forget it, you'll be in great shape. V'nei kodem sheyizkor adibros. This is all before we said anything about the Ten Commandments. We haven't said a word yet about the Ten Commandments. Shenem Rusham, he said, he shomer b'mitzvus lo sase shelo nishkach dover, you cannot forget anything. Min ha-maymid ha-hu. V'lo nisiyeyu li-be-mi-li-beinu li-olam, you cannot remove it from your heart. Vitziva, and then he commanded us a mitzvah saseh, a positive commandment. Shinoidia bo l'chol zareinu midor l'dor kol ma sho'o yishom b'riyu v'shmiya. So he told us, and therefore you have to tell your children and grandchildren till the end of generation all that you have seen and that which you are and that which you have heard, and you have to give it over. Va'toheles. Now please watch, this is a big chidushim here. Va'toheles. What's the purpose? What's the gain of telling it over and understanding what it's all about? B'mitzvah zos, gedola mo'od, it's great. Why? She'im o'yu ad-divrei ha-Torah bo'im eleinu mipi Moshe levad. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo just gave it to Moshe, Moshe would teach Klal Yisrael. Even though we know that his prophecy is 100% true, but im yakum bekirbeinu navi, If there'll come along a prophet, O chalom chalom, who'll dream a dream, v'yitzaveinu be'efach min ha-Torah, and he'll command us to do something opposite of what the Torah says, v'nosan eleinu ois omol feis, and he gives us a miracle, yikone safek bilibei b'leiv anoshim, and we shouldn't be tested. But let us say that a man walked into this building and he said, I just want you to know I'm a prophet. And he said, I'm going to say three words and I'm going to flip the whole building over. And he says three words and the whole building gets flipped over. And then he says, I'm going to say three more words and I'm going to put it right back into the foundation. And he does it. And he says, I just want you to know I'm a prophet of God. And God told me, this Shabbos you can do melacha. We shouldn't be tested. Because it would be very difficult. Because look at what he did. And it's unbelievable feat. And then he says that God gave him the ability to be a very, very difficult feat. The Ramban's telling us a tremendous thing. That if we have Maimid HaSinai clear in our minds, and if we have it clear that we know what happened with the revelation, not talking about the Ten Commandments, the revelation, and we would have the fire, and we understand the kolos, it would be impossible for him to move us. We are moved because Maimed HaSinai is not clear in our mind. And therefore, the more you can get the Maimed into you, the clearer, the deeper your belief will be. It's an unbelievable Ramban. But now that we got it from the Rabbeinu Shalom, to our ears, and our eyes see, there's no middle person. Nachish, we contradict. Anybody who disagrees and anyone who has any doubts. And we're going to say he's lying. His sign doesn't help. Because I know for sure. And I know the Maimid. Nothing's going to help him because we've got it clear. Why? Because the Maimed's clear in our mind. V'zeu shenem avagam b'cho yaminu l'olam. Ki kishenati gam kein adovu l'boneinu. When we give it over to our children, yeidu they'll know shayadova emes, that the thing's true. Below suffix without a doubt. Ki ilurou kol adoris, as though they are first generation. Not receivers from further generations, but we're going to make it so clear to them, they became first generation. We're not going to say false witness to our children. We're not going to give them over nothingness. They won't have any doubt in what we're telling them. They definitely will believe that we saw it and everything we told them. So therefore there is a mitzvah losa, say, never forget the revelation Maimed HaSinai, and I have a mitzvah say to teach it to my children and grandchildren. In fact, if you look in the last page here, the very last page, we'll see that the Ramban wrote certain things that the Rambam left out. And in this last page, you see in the bottom right corner, the mitzvah shniya, the second mitzvah that he counts, the mitzvah lo saseh, he said, shenaminu shaloi nishkach Maimed Har Sinai. We can never forget it. V'loy niso sermi daitenu. Can't go away from our thoughts. Avu yiyu be'eneinu, our eyes. V'libeinu, very strong words. Our eyes and our heart have to be there. Shom kol hayomim, all the days. V'hu amru yisalin, that's what it says in the Torah. Hishomer l'cho, last page. Hishomer l'cho, all the way. That's it, all the way, beautiful. Hishomer l'cho. Ushmo nafshecho ma'od. Pentishkach es hadvorim asheroh esenecho. And then he goes through to say over what he says in the Chumash, v'kavona. So in the mitzvahs of Lo Sa'aseh, he puts it right here. And therefore there's a chiyuv not to forget Maimed Har Sinai. One of our problems is that we haven't learned it properly. So therefore, it's very hard for us to be able to keep it with us if we haven't learned it right. So let us go and learn a little bit about Maimed Har Sinai. Now, the question Ramban has here is, how come the Rambam doesn't include it? Now, if you look here, we have, if you go back toward the beginning of the pamphlet, you'll see there's an Igeres Taimon. In the Igeres Taimon, it's a famous letter the Rambam wrote to people in Taimon, where they were under certain pressures concerning religion. So in Igeres Taimon, the Rambam wrote a lengthy discussion about religion to the people in Taimon to strengthen them in their religion. So he writes in a number of places. I'm just going to read a few lines here. Look at the, by the way, this was originally written in Arabic. Now we have a translation of it from Ibn Tibbin, but they say that some of the words that he translates, you see in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, just a little bit are different. And there was a man in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Kapach, who was a brilliant Talmud Chochem, was also very, very well versed in the Arabic language. He translated, and some of the small differences in the base, in things like in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and certain differences make very big. So this is from his Sefer, and if you look in the left side, that's the Arabic. And on the right side, we got the Hebrew. No, I didn't bring in the Arabic. Anyway.
What?
This is the language.
The Arabic?
Yeah, this is Arabic.
The Hebrew.
And on the right side is the Hebrew. The Ato Echinu. In the middle, he says, right hand column. The Ato Echinu. And now, my brothers. Roy lechem yachad, you should be together. Lahazin, to hear. Lahaz bonem, to think. Ba'mesh avir lefneichem, what I'm going to bring you. V'til amdu lektanim v'lanoshim, and teach the children and the women. Kedei sheyichazik lehem ashenechlesh, they strengthen that which weakened. V'nisrafef mina amuna. V'yichazik b'libo, make it strong in their hearts. Hanochun ashelo yosir. V'hu? What is that? Yatzileinu Hashem. Hashem should give you success. Kizeu das ha'emes. This is the true knowledge. Hanchona ashenitno lonu ayidei rabon shel kol ha'neviim. This is the truth that was given to us by the prophet of all prophets, Rishonim and Achronim, Asher Omemenu Hashem bo al kol ha'amim, Hashem raised us. Kaamru rak bavoseicha koshak Hashem lavoisai v'yivchar bezarim achareim b'chol mikol amim v'lo yizem mipnei shonu zakoim. It's not because we merit it. Ela chesheheitiv lonu. He did to us beglau mashakodam lavoseinu midaseinu mashmeinu. And therefore he came along on our Sinai through Moshe Rabbeinu and he taught us all of Torah. And therefore, you cannot forget it. And if you turn the second page, it goes at length, but in the second page, he writes, on the right-hand side there, next page, V'lochein, Hishanu Achinu al Mikros Alolu, Asher Divreyem Emes, you have to go over these psukim, that their words are emes, are 100% true. And don't get weakened by those people that are on over us and against us. It's all a test. So that you don't become strong in religion. And then ultimately will be only very few people will be left. But you have to become strong. No, they heard straight from Hashem. And therefore you are chayiv to get it and understand it and believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam is telling it to us also. It's Yisoda, Yisodos. Just the Rambam includes it in other mitzvahs. But that everybody understands, you have to have the foundation. And the foundation is Maimon Har Sinai. That's the foundation of the whole deal. So let us learn a little bit, and then we have to see a few very important things. Let's learn a little bit about Maimon Har Sinai.
Maimon Har Sinai is the foundation for what? For the Torah?
For the religion, for the whole understanding.
It
says Mitzrayim is how come we were taken out and we were taught and we saw miracles. But where did the Rabbeinu Shalom put it into us? As we're going to see, so much so that if you have somebody who's not a true believer, you should know that he wasn't by Maimon Har Sinai. Yeah? And that way I'm going to show some Chazal now. It's unbelievable, some of the Chazal. And this is just a drop in the bucket of what the Chazal speak about it. Let's see. On this we have a Gemara Yerushalmi, Gemara Sanhedrin, and in the wide lines, if you go down on the wide lines, you go down 2, 4, 6, 8, about 9 lines. So he's talking about something else, but it's in the middle, he throws in about Sinai. So he says, Umin Amos Atocha, and from when do you were you here? From when did you come here? From the time that Hashem gave out His voice on Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Redis Aro, Vishkias, the land shook, and of Ona Yoiv Hocha Kivish Atoima. And it shook and it went down to the foundation of the land. The earth shook and broke open to the very foundation on the moment of Har Sinai. You don't always listen to things I say. But that's what happened in Maimon Har Sinai. That the world shook to the point that it broke open to its foundation. Let's continue.
Physically.
Peel a ployum. You'll see Chazal goes through it.
Why is it necessary that it be...
Okay. We're going to try and get there. We'll see. Now, we say on Shabbos in Zmiris, we say, Ubo Chulam in Yonah. Ubo Chulam Bivras Yachad. We all came together in one covenant. Nasav and Ishma Omru Chulam. We all said Nasav and Ishma. And then we say,
Judah.
What? We opened up and we said, Hashem Echad. Did you ever go through Maimon Har Sinai and see anything about saying Hashem Echad? Where does it say Hashem Echad in Maimon Har Sinai? Look at this Rosh, right? Look at this Medrash. Umeichon, second line down in the Medrash. Umeichon Zochu Yisrael Likra Shema. Where do we get the merit to say Shema? Omer Pinchas Bachamo, Mimatan Torah Zochu Yisrael Likra Shema. How? Ketzad? At Motzi, Lo Posach HaShkodesh Baruch Hu B'Sinai Techila Ela B'Dover Zeh. This is how we opened it. Omer Lehem, Shema Yisrael, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Shema Yisrael, listen. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Nanu Kulam, all of Klal Yisrael together said, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And Moshe says, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusi Lo'olam Ve'ed.
What was the idea that Zochu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah? We have mitzvahs to say, we have to say Shema.
Yeah, where do we, so how did we get the schus to have
that mitzvah?
Yeah. Because by Maimon Har Sinai we recognized. Can you imagine? The world shook. The whole place is going wild.
So
and we came along and we said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had it so clear in our mind. At that moment, from the revelation that's going on, nothing was said yet. But just from the whole movement, what did we have so clear? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's unbelievable to think about it.
What do you want to
say? I'm saying, so the Torah was really 612 mitzvahs. But since we performed so well at Sinai,
okay,
we got
the
next mitzvah.
Lav Davka. It could be that the pshat is that it was going to be, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the way to get it, that we have the schutz, that we brought it. Yeah. Good. So this is what happened. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what it means in Zmiris. Paschu v'yomru Hashem Echad. That's this medrash. And by the way, if you ever have a chance, they're just like, you know, there's a Masifta Gemara. Masifta Gemara. They put out now the Masifta Zmiris with the foundations and the Makaris for every one of the Zmiris, with in the back Pshatim, to give you a deeper, much deeper understanding of these old holy Zmiris that we say. So there's a Masifta Zmiris now. Very beautiful work. Let's go to the next page. Vayidaber, this is our Barbanellas, you see at the top of the page. Vayidaber, Ashtolikim, Eskola, Dvor, Moela. Roi, Levaer, Bemokom, Azeh. It's worthy to explain here. Hadorosh, Ashlisha, Asher, Zacharti. Vuhu, Ma, Hoysa, Soga. What was the understanding? Vashpo, and the influence. Sheisigu Yisrael b'maimad Sinai. What was this? What level did they reach? Kishomu aseret adibros veichisigua. How could they understand that which is being taught, which is so godly, and we're humans? How could they understand it? Ba'omesh Yisrael kulam b'siatzvom. It's an unbelievable line here. When they stood under the mountain, hisigu inyonim elukim, they were able to comprehend things of God, but not just some intellectual thought. Avol asogu chushis. It was reality. That's what they got with such a madrega, that the understanding of God was real. It wasn't just an intellectual discussion. It was an integral part of their being, to the point that it's real now. In Bechusharos, they saw it. Shayaroing HaKovid Aliki Barosh Ahor. They saw the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kovid. Be'esh Boara. A burning fire brought out the ash. B'sholosh mechitzas hoyim mechikifas. And there were three surrounding mechitzas. Choshech, Onon, and Arafel. As it says in the Pasuk, and we saw it. V'im b'chushes shoma. You're right, and they heard it, they understood. Sheshamu kol otzmod nivru l'shato b'chelok avir magia lozneim. It was a very fine voice that touched into the spirituality of existence that became a part of us on our Sinai. Ulefi shekoydem adibris b'yos Moshe b'or. When Moshe is on the Hor. When Moshe's up there, it's unbelievable, you think about it. What's going on? The whole world is shaking. Moshe's on the Har. It's fire all over in the other places, pitch black. Nothing can be seen. It's pitch black, and all you have is fire. And these kolos voices, brokim, this thunder. And Moshe's voice from on top of the Har, you hear it. How could that be? How's it even possible? L'chein ato b'shmiyas adibris ichriyu v'yedu she'oso akol sho'yimedaber v'one l'moshe b'inyin shlichuso, that they heard the voice that's discussing it with Moshe v'sho'yikol e'lov sh'yala har v'oetz m'medaber aleim adibris e'ima. How could their voice get to their ears under all of these circumstances without it? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the voice come to them. Go to the next thing. It's unbelievable. The more you understand. Next paragraph. Shamaimir Ahu Migiloy Akovid Anivra La Sinai. This is the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes out on HaSinai V'akol Nishma Shoma. Lo Yalosiv L'Moshe Rabbeinu L'Vachom Dovah Shalei Muso. Nothing was added on. Avol HaMaimir HaYamaimir Ahu Kedei Sheyedu V'Yaminu Yisro B'Shleimus, that Moshe is the Navi of all Naviim, and therefore they could understand tremendous things at that time. Have a chance, you should go through over here. He brings so many special things. Go to the next page. Also the Abarabanel. Top line. Hakol huzulash miyoso sha'avonu tiyuchas el ha-seichel. Understanding goes to seichel, no seichel. Vashmiya el ha-chush. And hearing into the realities, v'lama lo yebo shavim kulam. Now they weren't. Why kol shekein targum? Targum tells us, and the Ramban says it, that according to what you comprehended, that's how what you heard, and therefore it wasn't equal to everyone, as we're going to see. But the kol, not only was the kol heard. The coal was seen. The roi mesakolos, the pasuk tells us, it came so clear that they saw the voice. They got it so clear. So he goes through to explain. Let's go a little further. Let's look at this. The next thing is a Pirkei d'Rebbe Elazar. Pirkei d'Rebbe Elazar is from the early Sfarim that we have. And he explains certain points in Maamar Har Sinai. Let's go on that first page. We'll go down about five lines up from the bottom. Maksiv Basrei, what does it say? Vayidaber Elokim Eskol Advarim O'Eile Leimor Anoichi Elokecha Asher Otzeisicha. Yotza Kol Rishon. The first voice came out with Hashem's voice, and what happened? Hashomayim v'horetz rashu mimenu. They trembled. V'hayamim v'hanohores borchu. The oceans and the rivers ran back. Hehorim v'agvols, the high mountains, nismatu, came small. V'chol yilonis koru, they only got ripped out. V'amesim b'sheol, and the dead people that were in the depth of the earth, choyu, they became alive. V'omdu al ragleim, and they stood up. Hashenema ki yaseh sheyeshno po imanu hayom, those who are with us today. V'chol asidim liboros, and all those that will be born at Sof Kol Adoros Shom Omdu Imoyim Bar Sinai. They stood together on Har Sinai. Shenema V'Sasheinenu Po Hayom. Those that are not here yet, but they're all here now. The Yisrael Shem Chayim and the Yisrael that were living Noflu Al Peneim V'Mesu. When they heard the voice of Hashem, they died. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mechaye Mesim. And therefore we had Techiyas HaMesim there. And this is all in the Maimid, what's going on. The Yotze Kol Sheni, the Choyu, the Omdu Al Ragleim. And Hashem brought them back. V'Omru L'Maisha Maish Rabbeinu. Ain't on the Yecholu L'Shmaya Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't hear it. How many times can we go through this? Umasnu kishem shumasnu shenema nafshenu yotze bedabro. We lost our existence. Vayomer Moshe daberate imonu v'nishma. You speak. V'shoma HaKadosh Baruch Hu kolom sheyisrael v'orav lo. And then what happened? Moshe had to hear it, but Moshe didn't want to go alone. It was such an awesome moment. Even Moshe didn't want to go. V'sholach and Hashem send Michoel and Gabriel, v'ochazu biyodov shomayshe, They grabbed Moshe by his two hands. Shelo kiritzono, he didn't want. V'siguwe, and they brought him close. El ha'arofel, that we had just said. Shenema, Moshe nigach el ha'arofel. No geish, ainksiv, not that he came. Nigash, they brought him close. Bishar kol advarim diber Moshe, and then he spoke to Moshe. And then he goes through and tells us about the Eish and the Choshech and why, and he goes through to explain many things. And therefore it's an unbelievable moment what's going on. And the more you will read in Chazal, the more you will see the awesome moment that was there. Now, let's go to Gemara in Brachos. In Gemara in Brachos, see where it's marked on the right side, the art scroll mark.
Oh.
Right? So if you see there, okay, right in the middle, it says in the following. Tzei v'amadito bahar lefnei Hashem. Right in the middle. V'nei Hashem oiver. Hashem was passing, v'ruach gedola v'chozak mefari korim, and the ruach came and it split open mountains, u'mishar b'sloim, and it was breaking stones, lifnei Hashem. That was still before Hashem. Now Hashem didn't come yet. Lo v'ruach Hashem, not that Hashem was there yet. V'yachar ruach rash, and if the ruach, there was tremendous noise. Lo barash Hashem. It's not Hashem's, they're not there yet. V'acharash eish. But Hashem's not there yet. This is all the prelude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'achar eish kol d'mo medaka. Now there was a very fine, thin, fine voice. Ki osa malka. Now the king has come. This is all in the preparation till Hashem comes. And therefore, this is what we see by Maimer HaSinai. And in fact, we have two psukim in Tehillim that defines it for us. In Pasuk in Tehillim, Pasuk Tes, in Perek Samaches, Pasuk Tes, Eretz Roashor, the whole land shook. Af Shomayim Notfu, and the Shomayim Notfu. Shemayim notfu, and the Shemayim dripped forth mipnei Elokim in front of Hashem. When Zeh Sinai mipnei Elokim Elokei Yisrael, that's what Sinai is. And look at the next page. You have another pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk tells us in Tehillim. Pasuk tes mishamayim hishmato din. Eretz Yorav Shokta, again, because in Shemayim it came out, so the whole thing is, that's what's going on Sinai. Now, let us go to the next page. Is there Rabbeinu Bachai? Rabbeinu Bachai, if you look on the right side, it says, Vahar Sinai Oshen Kulo. Now, the Rabbeinu Bachai explains, Hahor Oya Oshen, the fire, no, the mountain was Oshon. V'lo Eish, ki Eish shu lifnei kvod Hashem, the fire of Hashem has no smoke with it. It's just pure fire. So when we see on our Sinai Eish, that's Hashem. And when you see Oshon, that's not for now growth of the fire. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a separate division called Oshon. We have to know once what Oshon is and what Arafel is and what the Choshech is. But that's all the Maimed. That's all part of what Hashem set up. Because we wouldn't understand it. So he goes and explains a little bit what it means. But the whole thing was there. The fire. Not regular fire. Fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Now go to your test on the next pasuk. Moshe yedaber ve'elikim yanenu b'kol. Hoya pela godol. It's unbelievable. Shekol Yisrael Shoyumalech Sholosh Parsos. They went the distance of three parsos. Sheyishmu Kulam Kol Shel Moshe. Moshe's voice was not normal then. V'ocho Yisham Kol HaShofer V'yiro Lakev. Should have held off. It should have stopped. Akein Yibor Adnes Agodol Anas Bazeh. Ki Moshe Yedaber. Hashem gave him strength. He could raise his voice to the point. And understand. So that means there's the call of the shofar, there's the brokim, there's the esh, there's everything. And Moshe is speaking, and his voice has to call, travel all of Klal Yisrael. Moshe's voice was strong enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen. Everything about it, it's unbelievable. Right. Now, if you go over here to the next thing, you see further. This is also Rabbeinu Bechai. He continues and he tries to give us an understanding what it was like. How Hashem spoke to us, and how the world stopped. The whole world had stopped because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came. The darkness made everyone stop. And all there was throughout the whole world was Kol Hashem. All there was throughout the whole world covered Hashem. That's all there was. Nothing else going on. And that's what we talk about, as we have discussed, that there's going to be Kovid Hashem, like when? Like Har Sinai. That's what it was. Now, let's go to the Medrash. On the next page. Medrash. Go down 2, 4, 6, about 8 lines down. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. If the mon that was only one type, nefach lekama minim, switched to many types according to the people, b'shvil tzorach kol echad ve'echad, hakol shoyekoach bo that had koach al achas kama v'kama shoyemishtane, every person heard and was affected by the voice. But if these kolos are too difficult and too strong, they would damage you. Damaged by Maimed HaSinai can't be. So everyone heard the voice, but it changed according to each individual person. How do you know it was divided that way? So you know it's good. You shouldn't get the advantage. So they saw it, and Hashem gave out tremendous voices, and it was only. And we know that everyone was healed. It was a tremendous moment, Maimed Har Sinai.
And why did they die from hearing Hashem?
Because initially the ruchnius was so strong.
So it wasn't the voice that did it.
No, the ruchnius, the presence of Hashem. Now go to the next one, the next medrash. The medrash gives us a whole description. If you look in Medrash Lama Dalet, he goes through a whole mushel. If you go down about 7, 8 lines in it, Kach, Kishiyorda Kodesh Baruch Hu Sinai, Yordu Imo Chaburas Chaburas Shel Malochim, many groups of angels came, Michoel V'Chaburoso, Gabriel and his group, Yeshmeu Masoilam Shiboruch Hu Lehem Michoel, V'Yeshmeu Shiboruch Lehem Gabriel, Yisrael, Borulam Akorish Borhu. They're not interested in Malochim, they're going straight for Akorish Borhu. Chelki Hashem Omro Nafshi. My nefesh wants to be with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shema Yisrael. Now, if we go to the next piece, the Ramban. Ramban. The Ramban on the right side there discusses the coal itself. Now go down four lines from the bottom on the right side there. V'omru lomo rach betchila. Why were the voices soft initially? L'shachecheh ha'ozen b'mashiyacholu l'shmoa, to soften them. Hulai b'kol ha'shofar yakein avol kol Hashem v'aseres ha'dibros ha'yeshova. V'anochen k'sha'omer lo posak, when it says lo posak, osa Yosef man v'nesva simcha v'gil tosev rucham yigvon she'ineyem l'daito imona adova. So therefore there was tremendous moment of joy because they could hear and see the voice in the awe. They were in such an unbelievable setting. And the Ramban goes and describes it. So let's go a little further. The Ramban, over here we find a very, very beautiful sefer. It's called Aksav HaKabbalah. Tremendous sefer. And Aksav HaKabbalah, if you look on the right side, about six lines down from the top, Vahakolos, he comes here to explain the kolos. What were these kolos? Kol Re'emim, there were tremendous thunder, there were the voices that they could see things, voices that they comes from the Hashem himself, and all it was covered. And he goes to explain, Meshunam Zem, he said, all the voices were different voices. Sheyumashmiyim esodom lefi kocho, kishomdo lefnei asinai lekabala satoira yishomim dvarimum froshim also. They heard the voice, they saw the voice, they understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what he wanted. So here he goes through this description, and then he goes a little further down, he goes through Brokim, Kol Shofar at the bottom. So if you have a chance, you could see it over here, what's going on. So this is the Maimer HaSinai that the Ramban says that we have to remember, we have to study, and the more we see about it, the more we study, the more awesome it is. It's Mamish. In fact, it's a very nice book. That is a fellow, is a Rebbe and a cheder in Lakewood. His name is Deutsch, and he's put out a number of books. So one of the books that we talked about, Pesach time, he has one about Har Sinai in the middle. Is about that time period. If you will read the 30 or 40 pages that have to do with the Maimed, not the Dibros, you will have a totally different picture. And a clear understanding. He did a tremendous job that you could picture the Maimed Har Sinai. It's in a very, very beautiful setting. And we have a chiyuv to understand it. And that's when we come to this great Yom Tov. Yom Tov of Maimed Har Sinai. It's a pilei ployim, what we have. It's an unbelievable thing. Think about it. We're here, and all the people that said they're getting rid of us are gone, long gone. And we're still here, and the only reason we're here is because Hashem chose us. In fact, tonight's Rosh Chodesh, month of Kabbalah Satorah, we should be jumping from joy. Kabbalah Satorah, and then Sunday starts the 3 days of preparation for Maimed Har Sinai. So the day in between, if we would, it's a weekday, we wouldn't say Tachnu. And why? What is it? So they call it Yom HaMiyuchas, the special day. Now, officially there's nothing special about the day, but it's between Rosh Chodesh and the 3 days of Kabbalah, so we don't say, so we call it Yom HaMiyuchas. The truth is that there was a great event that happened on Beis Sivan. And that is, on Beis Sivan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told us, Atem tiyu li mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. And that's what the Gros explains on the bracha. Asher bochar bonu mikol o'amim. You chose us when? Be'isivon. Nosan lonu es teirotzoy. Then you gave us the Torah. That's Bob Zion according to whichever sheet you go. But that's later. But Be'is is bochar bonu. It's a tremendous joy. We are the people that stand through everything with it all because we're the Rabbeinu Shalom's people and we have his Torah. It's a tremendous joy. Plus, we should be jumping out of our skins on Shavuos in joy. that we're zeichet to be the people, and especially we live today in a world that's so immoral and so indecent, and they don't know anything anymore. It's getting worse and worse. And the only reason that we have any sense of morality and decency is because Asher Bachavano. Because we were chosen, otherwise we would be. What does Gemara say? And Rabbi Yossi used to say, if it isn't for this great day, Kama Yossi Kabishuka, how many Jews would there be out there? Where would I be? If I wouldn't have to, he says, where would I be? I'd be running in the streets doing who knows every Dvar Aveir. It's only because the Rabbeinu Shom gave me the Torah. It's a yontif of Shavuos. So let's see a few things about it. Maimer Tess. We have a halacha. It's based on a Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara says, Kikoi Rebbe Ba'ai Masechta. When a Rebbe is learning one Masechta, Al Tishalei, don't come and ask him B'Masechta Achrita. Don't come and ask him about a different Masechta. L'chore, initially, that you can't ask him in another Masechta, Mr. Ephes, it seems as though it's Mechashash Chulshaso. You suspect the Rebbe's weak, Bekotziyad Shel Anishol, and he maybe won't have the answer, and therefore you shouldn't put him on the spot. That's the way you would see this halach. Havo B'divra B'Yiseinu Rishoinim Mavur Lehefech. It's taught to us, it's just the opposite. Ki azhoris ha-she'ilu b'masechta achrita, when you come to ask him something about a different masechta, bo hi la'adgish dafke es tzad agadlus shel anishal. You can't ask him because of his greatness. V'hainu, mishum de dafke gadluso shel odom hi yamacheves, the greatness demands Hashkoso Gemura, his total concentration, umchletes b'masechta shum omeba, in the masechta that he's involved, add to the point kedei kalilus have chosen tshuva masechta zachita. You can't ask him, not because he doesn't know, but he's so involved in this masechta. There's nothing else to talk about. There's nothing else in this world. The adaraba. Ad kamo shetekza amidas gadlus shel rav. What smaller the rav is, keiluma zayaktin achomer azor al shel masechta achrita. So he's not so involved. So then it's less of a problem of asking him somewhere else. But the more the problem, it's a very famous story. The story goes, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Chaim, the great famous Reb Chaim, was a rabbi in the Volozhin Yeshiva. And the Marash Yeshiva was the Nitziv. And Reb Chaim had married a relative, and he was in the Yeshiva. Can you just imagine in one Yeshiva, the Reb Chaim and Nitziv saying shir? It's just mind-boggling. Anyhow, so Reb Chaim had a kasha on an esrig of Orla. What's the hadin about an esrig of Orla? And the Nitziv didn't know. 4 o'clock in the morning, the Nitziv comes to Reb Chaim and he knocks on his door. Reb Chaim comes out and he says, "Oh, sees the Nitziv there." He says, "So Reb Chaim says, a minute, 1 minute," and he goes to wash negel vasa and bake berachas haTorah. The Nitziv says,
"He's crying.
Vi ken do shlofen? How could you sleep with a kasha on the bottle of the Shabbat? How could you sleep?" People think it's mine. Rav Shach and the Briskarov were talking about a Rambam. Talking a Rambam. 3 o'clock in the morning, the Briskarov said, "Kher pshatim." So he woke up his kids and he said to them, go tell the blazer pshat. So he said, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Reb Lezer Shlofnitz, a shver, a Rambam, a difficult Rambam, he's up working, he's not sleeping, just go down there and talk to him. They came there, he's walking back and forth, working the Rambam. What's the pshat? That's Torah. Torah, the more Torah, that's your life. That's all there is. There's nothing else in the world. What else is there? Ma'alach HaDvorim came. Let's understand it. Kol avodos shel seida meura shel matan Torah. Every event and every aspect of matan Torah ain in yonam shayech lematan Torah davka. You should know it's not just at matan Torah. El shinyonu mahaves atochen anafshi shel talmud Torah ledoros. All hilchis talmud Torah and all understandings about Talmud Torah are taught to us from Maimed HaSinai. Sharei kama gufei halachis b'mitzvahs Talmud Torah. In many halachis of Talmud Torah, the Torah Gemara tells us, Mekorom hu b'chilufat shel kinisi nasa, the way it was given. Voidatim levanecha v'levanevanecha. And next to it, Yom Hashem Arta Lufnei Hashem Lekech B'chorev, L'lamdei Kiseido Amur Amido B'chorev, the way we were in the Har Sinai, hey, the way we learn Torah L'Doros. V'arei kol kach omru chachom b'seid ha-shmos ha-dibros li-Yisrael. Now look at this medrash. Kol dibor v'dibor she-yotza mi-pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nismale kol ha'olam kulo besamim. The whole world became filled with besamim. Uporach in the Gemara Yisalzev ikiven shemidiborishon nismale. Since the whole house, the whole place became filled with besamim, dibosheni leichen olach. How did you possibly have the second one of the dibros? Uparak in the Gemara says, "Hotzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu ruach meitzarot." Hashem brought out a wind, v'choyah mavir rishon, and He removed the first one, so that there'll be room in the world for the second one. Shenema sibsosav shonen im notfus mar bover. V'nimtza lefizeh ki lekushta demiltza the truth. When they had the dibur, when that dibur was there, there was no way in the world for, and no place in the world for anything else. There was only this dibur, and if it wouldn't be for the wind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could never talk the second one. He needed a special act. Havoras shiltoyne shel adov arishon b'chtei lifnas makom lechavero. Ma v'rishon, they had to remove the first one. V'hu adin v'ya amido gam b'olam ha-nefesh shel ha-odom ha-mistameser l'divrei Torah. B'shoa shedibur echod midivrei Torah mishchalit penafcho. When the pure one idea of Torah is in your nefesh, harei kol chalolot shel ha-nefesh to the depth of the nefesh, mivizba keshus al yodo, v'rak al yudei pulum yuchedes. You need an act shel nituk of avora to remove echshelo dibur sheni lechos. Kikoy Rebbe by Masechta, when Rebbe is in this Masechta, al tishol b'Masechta. Don't ask him. Talmuda kinesin asa. We learn the way we got it. Ba'asik kushun atalmud besugyan, kivon shenismal edrishon. Once they became filled with this, dibushen aleichon. Why could you talk about anything else? So when a person's learning the proper way and he's involved the way it was b'matan Torah, there's nothing else but this Masechta right now. So how can I talk to you about something else? Only if I'll stop this and start something else, maybe. But that now I can't talk to you. You're in your sugya. I can't talk to you. And this, from the Medrash, we learned. Let's go further. Maimer Memhei. Very important part of Maimer HaSinai. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Moshe was Makabel Torah Misinai Umesora LiYoshua. And he gave it over to Yoshua. Zuya Tabos, who is shown at the beginning of the chain of the Shalsheles of the Mesira, Shalklolius HaTorah. But we find specific Hashem Yoshua Ochuz al Yodo b'Moshe. Yeshua is holding on to Moshe. Ki chachomim migidu she sefer dvorim nasu signo in Yeshua. If you look at the beginning of Yeshua, it says Yeshua was walking around with a sefer. What sefer was it, Rashi says there from Chazal? Dvorim. V'amru od ki b'shosh nigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua matzuk sefer dvorim b'yado. V'amru lo lo yomush sefer Torah zeh mipicho. When the beginning of Yeshua it says the Torah should not leave this Torah, what was he talking about? Yom Halayla, Kami Devrayim. What was he holding on to? Dvorim. The Tiba Shachiz is Yeshua Sifrei Torah Dvorim. Why is he holding on to Dvorim? What's so special about Dvorim? Base. Very interesting point here. Motsinu Gabe Hogar. We find by Hagar, when Hagar saw that she's pregnant, and Sarah couldn't get pregnant, nishtana yachsa shel Sarah, her relationship with Sarah changed. Vatikal beineha, she became light in her eyes. Umam shechaposik, the kosev continues and says, vataneha Sarah. Sarah caused her affliction, vatibrach miponer, and she ran away. V'kama kumas in the shtabru, and many of the pens have been broken to try and explain how could Sora Imenu, who's married to the Amud of Chesed, how could she do this? Cause such pain to Hagar that she ran away. What right did she have to do it? She caused pain. He explained this to us. Isa Bereish Brachas. We have a Gemara. La'olam yidor odom b'makom rabo. You always should live where your Rebbe's living. Sharei calls Mancha Yeshimi ben Geirachai. As long as Shimi was living, Lo Nasa Shloima Bas Paro. Shloima didn't marry Bas Paro. Why? Because he was near his Rebbe. Uparach Halo b'Gemara. The Gemara asks, Mi Brisa Meforish Bo De Olam Al Yidor Adam B'Makom Rabo. You shouldn't live near your Rebbe. Uparach, and the Gemara answers, Ha De Kayifle. One is when you are bent in humility to him. Oh, the low kayifle. Who pirish Rashi, the kayifle, mekabel techoso. When you are willing to still accept his rebuke. The low kayifle, when you no longer, you think you're bigger than that. So when you think you've gotten to the point you're too big and you can't take the rebuke, move out. You don't belong there anymore. Shemishen mekabel techoch merabo. Aser lo lo do b'makom rabo. You can't. I ain't shown b'sug you look. V'zeo yubi aloshen apay shebesara v'mahagar. V'atiko beineho. V'ataneho. V'ativrach. Kloma. Mishum shekvode shel sara nasa kal beineho. She no longer had the proper respect for sara anymore. Nichnes ogo b'chlau like a Talmud that wouldn't be humbled in front of the Rebbe. So what happened? Uchaygavno, we have a chal iser al hagel ador b'makom sara. Now hagel can't live there anymore. Umefnei kach neaga sara b'dinah kfiyah lafrusha meitzura. So therefore, sara did to hagel to make sure that she leaves. The zepet shadava yinu shel sara, and that's why sara did it. Sheachricha it's hagel lifrosh min haiser shel dira b'makom arav below kayif. Unbelievable pshat. And this is such an important lesson for us. The Kabbalist Toichocha, to be able to receive and take rebuke, Toluya hi b'Kabbalas HaTorah. That's an integral part of Kabbalas HaTorah. Dalolo Amru, it doesn't say, Shosolo Lodom Lodom B'Shchuno Shomisha Inu Makabal Toichocha. Doesn't say you can't live when somebody doesn't accept. Rak berabo nemo. Wait a second, rabo is the one who's teaching you Torah. So how could you leave your Rebbe? He's teaching you Torah. If you're not able to be mekabel teichocha from the Rebbe, you cannot learn Torah from the Rebbe. It's usher to learn the Torah. V'akochok diyesh bo bekabolus Torah min harav, mechayiv meyuchid lekabel teichocha. You have to give teichocha. V'mah talmud meinei hazeh satzmo, if he holds him off and he said, milekabel teichocha min harav, harezeh mafsir umashchiz divrei ha-Torah. He's destroying the Torah that he's receiving from his rabbi. V'ashchos hazeh amosur, it's a talmud lomba bin kaimah. So rabbi can't live there anymore. B'dolo kayifleh. That's something we have to know about a Talmud and a Rav. He's going to tell him new insights in Torah. But you can't be Makabal Torah right, properly, if you can't be a Makabal Techocha. The Gidram Shaldvorim Nira, the Gam Kabbalah's Torah Mirabah Noigu Achok. This is unbelievable. Shechochmosoi Miruba Mimaisav. If you're going to have somebody whose chokhma, and we discussed this once before, that the chokhma is greater than his actions, then nothing will stay. Then he's what? A Talmud, he's the Makabal Zu Talmud Mitzad Atzma, that's a Kabbalah of chokhma, Meruba Mimaisim. And then there's nothing that stays. Not only won't he have the Yira of the Rebbe, he's not going to even have any more the Torah of the Rebbe. And therefore, if you're not willing to get a Kabbalah from the Rav, who's seer of the Kabbalah is Maisim, you cannot be a Makabal action. So if a person has a Rav and he tells the Rav, listen, I'll listen to anything he says, but don't tell me off, I'm not interested, then he should move out. He can't listen to the Rav. It's finished, it's over. He's not allowed to live there. Because if you can't hear Teichochov, the Rav can't give you the rebuke, you can't stay there. Not only that, whatever he's going to teach you isn't proper. And it's not going to last by you. Einu miskayemes. V'yesh lanu lahavi makor l'dvarim elu. We found the brachis tavches omra l'posik. When Moshe was said, alei alai ha'ora, come up to me. V'etin l'choes luchas ha'evan, I'm going to give you the luchas, v'es ha'toyrah, v'es ha'mitzvah, asher kosafti lo'irosam. Come up, I'm going to give you all of these things. What are they? Luchos? Eila aseres ha'dibros. Torah? That's the chumash. Mitzvah? That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. Asher kosafti? Eilu neviyim iksuvim. Lo'irosam? Zugmara. Melamed shekulam nitna l'moshe misinai. Vinei, bereish megillah omru sha'arbi neviyim omru lem yisol. Gemara said there were many prophets that stood up. El nevuah shel tzuchah l'dor is that which we needed for the future generations. Nichtava. But nevuah shel hayutz tzuchah l'dor is loy nichtava. And Rashi says, nevuah shel tzuchah l'dor is, what is nevuah? Hainu Teichocha. Rebuke. The Gemara Nedarim tells us, Ilmole lo choto Yisrael, then there would only be Chamishachum Shetara and Yoshua. Nothing else. The rest is all Teichocha for the chepta that we did. We must be a Makabal Teichocha. Umi dechazin and nevuah shalei nichtava was only for the Doris. Nichtasi b'chal b'ris matan Torah sh'arei kach asher kosafti el neviyim k'suvim shema mino shematan teichocha ma'avechelek shematan Torah. Most in neviyim is a teichocha, and that's part of matan Torah. K'shem shematan teichocha is a part of matan Torah. So kabbalas teichocha is also part of matan Torah. It's a very important yisoid. V'kani ginu Leichud Ofov shall say for Dvarim. Now we can understand uniqueness of Dvarim. Halo mitoicham shall Advarim Nizbar alone bikan yotzim afurish Shoyolonu hechav gomu lekabel divrei techocha shomaysh rabbeinu. If Yeshua is the Talmud, he must be a bemakabel techocha from his Rebbe Moshe. Kishem sheish hevdo bemahusa shel dagas Moshe benevuah. Just like there's a difference between Moshe ubemahusa dagas shel shanaviim. The rebuke of Moshe has to be in his level of his nevuah. Is according to the erech of the Torah shel Rav. And therefore we understand now Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim is the teichocha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. As Rashi says, at the beginning of the Sefer Devarim, the loylam zeh of klal kishem sheevcho l'rav mebli afoz divrei Torah, you can't have a rav without teichocha. What was the book of teichocha? Devarim. What is Moshe teaching? Teichocha. Yoshua, the true Talmud. What does he walk around with?
Devarim.
Zui tiva shal chizus Yeshua. That's why Yeshua holds with Sefer Devarim b'miyuchad. Shekashem Yeshua mave atabas v'shoinu v'shalsholus amasayra. Yeshua is the first link in the chain. Shel kloliz divrei Torah. Kemo kein mavu Yeshua atabas v'shoinu in that which is giving over teichocha b'Yisrael. Because he can't be that of the chain of Torah if he's not a makabel teichocha. V'chol rav mashmiya divrei Torah teichocha l'talmidoi ein soif v'shol in mitzvata b'Torah kiyum mitzvah teichocha. He's not just giving over rebuke. Aliyeshkan, this is called rav v'talmid. And if you don't have it, you don't have rav talmid. That's what it's all about. So Maimed HaSinai is all of these things that we discussed. Plus, we have to be the Makabel Teichocha from the Rabbeinu Shalom in order to make the Maimed a proper Maimed. That's what we have to do. As Hashem, we should be Zeicha in the ways we work to be Zeicha to appreciate this great moment called Maimed HaSinai. In Svarim, as explained before, it's a very interesting thing that you will look through the whole Torah and you will not find once that Shavuos is called the day of Matan Torah. Never. Because Matan Torah is every day. You can't forget Matan Torah. The day you forget it, you're in trouble. That's why the Torah doesn't say it, because it's Vayidatem Levanecha is every day. And every day you have to be strong in that matzah. Should be Zaycha to get there, my Vega, that we should have the joy. Not just the joy of the cheesecake, but the joy of the Matan Torah.
Sure,
Schlesinger. Makes this point slightly different.